I am dictating a
history and physical on a Charlotte, Charlotte Boykin, Boykin. Date of birth is 4/16/60. She was seen today, the 29th, at 9 a.m. This is a 65-year-old woman who resides at home. She's originally from Houston. She's widowed. She has four children, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink alcohol. She has a history of seizure, atrial fibrillation, brain aneurysm that's being watched, DJD, diabetes, diabetic neuropathy, period. New paragraph, she is allergic to penicillin, Depakote, and aspirin, period. Hospitalization, has not had any recent hospitalization. Immunization, up to date, both flu shot and pneumonia shot. Social, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink, she's widowed, has done different types of job in the past. Family history, mom's still living, dad died of some kind of cancer 5 years ago, period. New paragraph, patient's current medication includes Lyrica, 50 milligram TID, Ozempic, 1.5 milligram weekly, Plavix, 75 a day, Lovastatin, 40 milligram a day, Celebrex, 200 milligram BID, Flagyl, 500 TID, which has finished a course, Naprosyn, 500 BID, Elavil, 50 once at bedtime, Topamax, 50 milligram twice a day. Also, she was on some kind of blood pressure medicine that she can't remember and has been sent to her, but she hasn't been able to find it today, period. Her blood pressure, though, is the 140 over 70, pulse is 90, respirations 18, O2 sats 99%. Heart positive, small positive, still with ectopics. Lungs are clear, abdomen is soft, neck shows no JVD, skin shows no rash. Aura mucosa with analgesia, neurological, non-focal. Assessment number one, hypertension control. Number two, need a better medication list regarding what medication she's taking. Number three, history of seizure disorder controlled. Next number is irregular heartbeat. Next number is DJD. Next number is diabetes. Next number is diabetic neuropathy. Next number is doing well with Lyrica at this time. Next number is taking either naproxen or Celebrex for her DJD, which is working. Next number, she's quite independent. Next number, she needs some help with ADL. Her son, Al, who I've spoken to yesterday, is very much involved in her care, has had provider services in the past, but that was discontinued. There's a question whether or not she would qualify for provider services. She's pretty much ADL independent. She lives alone, and she's bowel and bladder continent. Period. I will try to get an up-to-date list of her medication list, and we'll have her physician assess her for possible provider services at home. Thank you.